Adult Cinema will be live in the studio. So there you go. Right, talking of live in the studio, there is a brand new play opening this week at the Queen's Theatre. The Queen's normally put on such good shows. I'm delighted to welcome the director of the brand new performance of Fox on the Fairway. Phil, you're there.
Hello. Hi there, Mike.
Hello. Tell me a little bit about A Fox on the Fairway, because that's such an intriguing title.
Well, it's actually an American play originally by Ken Ludwig, who's written a number of wonderful comedies, such as Lend Me a Tenor, which we've done here at the Queen.
Yeah, I've done it myself.
Yeah, brilliant farce. I mean, he loves comedies, and so do I. And he and I are friends, and he said to me once a couple of years ago, look, I'm thinking of setting a farce in a golf club, and I just thought that's a brilliant idea, you know, kind of that notion of kind of competition. And so he wrote the play. It's been done in America a couple of years ago, but he and I have worked to make sure that to anglicize it, to kind of make it set in an English golf club. So and so what people will be seeing at the Queen's is, as you say, a kind of premiere of a new play, certainly a new version of a new play.
So obviously this is the first time it's been performed at this side of the water. It has been performed surely in the States, though?
In the States. It's a huge hit in the States. So kind of hopefully I won't get in the way and audiences hearing it in Hornchurch will enjoy this English version. But Ken and I have been chatting and working on making sure that kind of the jokes land for an English audience. And first preview tonight, so we're just setting up for the dress rehearsal.
Wow. Well, obviously the title and the word golf course, I'm just thinking that gives the director a few problems, and the stage manager and the scenery builder. Obviously, it's not actually on the golf course.
It's set in the clubhouse of an imaginary, fictitious golf club called Quail Valley. So, but I know you're a golfer.
I am.
It's a wonderful sport. It's quite an expensive sport.
So tell me about it.
Getting hold of golf clubs has been quite a challenge. But we actually had a brilliant local golfer who loaned us some of the clubs, because it's very specialised equipment. Mm. And I hope our golfing is up to scratch. There's a bit of practicing going on in the play, so hopefully when you come and see it, you'll feel that we're up to scratch. We actually very kindly, Colin Marshall over at Upminster Golf Club and his team gave us a bit of practice, and we had a little look round and went out on the 18th green, so that was good as a bit of a field trip.
I went to school with Colin Marshall. How about that for a coincidence? I know Colin Marshall very, very well.
All roads lead to the golf.
They do. I was watching an interview this morning with Ken, talking about the play, and there is a scene, without giving too much away, there's a scene where you've actually got to create a green, isn't there?
Yes, let's not get too much.
Yeah, well, you've solved the problem.
We've solved the problem. We hope we've solved the problem, but that's for audiences to enjoy when they come along.
So tell us about, how many people in it for a start?
Six. I mean, essentially, you know, all farces kind of work on kind of narrowly avoided disasters, and this one is about a bet between the two captains of rival golf clubs, and they every year they have a tournament, and this particular year one of them bets an awful lot of money, and also his wife's antique shop on winning, and he's got a new star player, so he thinks everything's it's a safe bet. But of course, because it's a farce, it all goes wrong. The star player changes teams, but then he discovers that his new assistant is a brilliant golfer, and that's just in the first couple of pages. So it's all about the twists and the turns, and as I said, kind of people getting into kind of difficulties and then trying to get themselves out of it, usually by making things up.
The secret of a good farce is for the actors to play it absolutely straight and not. I mean, I've just performed in bedroom farce.
Brilliant!
I played the character where you stay in bed for the whole play.
Wiggling your toes.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, yeah, and you spend 25 minutes on the floor doing nothing. But a farce, if it's well done, is just brilliant theatre.
Well, as you know, I mean, from being involved with so many and doing it yourself, they are kind of, it's all about the timing, and it's very technical. But obviously, then we have to try and make sure that it all feels as natural and as relaxed as possible. So we've been working on that for the past five weeks, and as you say, yes, I think people enjoy it if they believe that it could happen. I mean, obviously, farces move towards the kind of slightly more fantastical ends of plotting, but I think if an audience likes the people they're going on a journey with and watch them getting into difficulties, then we can kind of have fun. So, yeah, we're certainly going for the kind of truth of this rather glorious world.
I'm worried that sitting in the audience, I'll be watching people, if they're swinging a club, I'll be watching and being highly critical of their golf swing rather than their acting.
Well,
but I mustn't do that, must I?
You're a golfer, so you'll be up to scratch, as I said. But one of the great things about Ken's play is that you don't need to know about golf.
Yeah.
Anything you need to know, Ken very carefully kind of puts into the plot. So those people who are kind of thinking, do we need any specialist knowledge? No, you don't. You just need to kind of come along and hopefully have 2 hours of great fun.
Okay, just very briefly sum up then. Why should we come and see A Fox on the Fairway?
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with gathering people together and making them laugh, which hopefully we're going to do. Ken's a terrific, internationally renowned playwright, and this is a very, very funny play. And, when we read the news, there's enough grimness out there. So, come along to the Queen's in the weeks ahead. It runs until Saturday the 16th of September, and have a great night out. That's what I'm aiming for anyway.
Well, I'm sure you will, and I'll come and meet you on Tuesday night and say hello.
Brilliant.
And I'm really, really, really looking forward to it. A play. I love theatre. I love golf. What could possibly go wrong?
It's a farce. Everything's going to go wrong. And we're actually on Bank Holiday Monday, so if people kind of aren't going to the carnival or haven't got any other plans, they can come along on Monday as well.
Fantastic. And full details on the Queen's website. Philip, thank you very much for taking the time.
Thank
I know
you,
you're very
Mike.
Busy. It's a very busy day for you, so I hope your previews go well. And break a leg on opening night, my friend. I shall
Thanks
see you
very
then.
Much. Thanks,
thank
bye.
You. Thank
Take
you, Philip. Bye bye now. Bye bye. That is A Fox on the Fairway, which opens on Tuesday, the 29th of August, starts at 7:30 p.m. You can look at the Queen's website, queens-theatre.co.uk, for full ticket information right there.